Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment's brought to you by Cabbage with a K.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. What eBay's seller's heart doesn't skip a beat at the thought of a really good estate sale? Now, Husha Moore is here to tell us how to find those great estate sales. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Husha Books. Husha, tell us why you like estate sales.
The best reason I like estate sales is because that's when an item enters what I call the food chain. It's before it even gets to a thrift store. So you can get your hands on stuff, on the good stuff, before anybody else can.
I read an interesting article the other day about when people die, they keep saving everything, thinking, oh, my daughter will love this, or I'm going to leave this to the children, or the children will love it. And guess what, Husha?
Nobody wants it.
They don't want it. They argue
every time
over
I go
the
to estate sale, I come home and throw something away.
Yeah, they argue over the big stuff like the diamond rings and the, you know, whatever, the house and the cars, but they don't want the other stuff.
No, they don't want, and a lot of times there's nobody left to get the stuff, or if you're in a town where people move a lot, everyone's out of town and it's too much trouble to get the stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. So at these estate sales, so you're finding things before they hit the secondary market, basically.
That's correct. You pay a little bit more, but when you get a good estate sale, you can find an incredible amount of a huge amount of inventory and walk away with way more than you'd ever find at the thrift store.
How do you find them?
My favorites are estatesales.net and estatesales.org. Both of them will let you sign up, send you notices of the estate sales in your area. You can give them a 10, 15, 20, whatever mile radius you're willing to travel. And then once you get to the estate sales, every single one of the dealers has a final sheet, because what they want is a list of potential buyers so they can show those to future clients.
Oh.
So you get on their list.
And they send you an email every week saying what they have and where it is. Almost all of them include pictures, which is wonderful. Because for me, that's how I determine whether or not I'm going to go to an estate sale or not. Because it can be a 2-3-4 hour commitment of time, especially in a big city.
Oh, I'm looking at some estate sales right here in San Jose or the area. Well, within miles of, mm-hmm. of San Jose. Oh, this is cool. I'm going to have to check this out.
How do you know which ones to go to?
Well, that's a good question.
I'm mostly a bookseller, so the first thing that I do is flip through the pictures, looking for pictures of bookcases. And since I've been doing this for a very, very long time, I can spot a Reader's Digest condensed book at 50 paces, and if I see that, I move on, because I know no serious book collector is going to have Reader's Digest condensed books on their shelves. I look at the furniture. If it's arty or interesting or edgy or mid-century modern, that tells me they're likely to have something that would be of interest to me. I look at the art. Again, original art tells me that these are people that have a little bit of money and are likely to have bought some really nice books. At the risk of stepping on somebody's toes, if I see Thomas Kincaid art or Norman Rockwell prints, I pass.
Oh, you pass. Why is that?
I pass because I have found that people who, again, remember, I am a bookseller, and I'm looking for niche nonfiction books, and I have found that people who have Thomas Kincaid and Norman Rockwell don't normally, I mean, there's always an exception to everything, have the kind of books I'm interested in. Also, people who collect Franklin Mint items normally don't have the money for books because they've spent everything on Franklin Mint.
Very interesting.
She's learned. Obviously, yes.
Obviously,
if I collected Franklin Mint, I'd be looking at totally different. I look at zip codes. I know from experience that some zip codes are much, much better than others. Again. And I look at my dealers, because I've discovered that estate sale dealers tend to get a lot of their business by word of mouth. So people that buy the kind of books I'm interested in are likely to have friends that have the same kind of books.
Yeah.
There are some dealers whose sales I will go 50 miles for, and there's some dealers whose sales I won't even go 3 miles for.
So it behooves us to be on their list for other reasons than just to know about their sales, because some of them are going to be your favorites.
Exactly. And now, I have two or three whose sales I will always go to. They know me. I know them. I try very hard to be as polite as possible because there can be some really obnoxious people at estate sales. And if you're polite and they know that you're going to spend money and that you're going to be easy to work with, they're more likely to cut you a deal. You know, they're human.
Yeah. So I'm curious, when you're looking like online and looking at some of these sales on one of the websites, how do you know it's going to be worth your while that you're not going to a estate sale where everything is priced double what you could ever expect to get for it?
Again, I pretty much know how the dealers price, and there are a couple whose sales I don't go to because when you go to their sales, they have eBay printouts sticking out of all the merchandise.
Oh, they do?
Never mind them.
Yeah.
And there are quite a few others in town. There are a couple here in town who know that their best clients are resellers, and they price accordingly.
Right.
Because they know a reseller will come in and drop. I've dropped as much as $2,000 at an estate sale, and they'll make way more money from a reseller than they will from somebody buying just an item because they like it.
Exactly.
Now, I went on estatesales.net, and I put in my zip code,
yeah,
and up came Designer Furniture Estate Sale, and it says it's by appointment only. Do you ever go to those?
Yes, I do. Those tend to happen here in Houston. I can't speak to other parts of the country. In high-rise luxury apartments where there are security guards. And that's quite common because all these high-rise luxury livers don't, you know, people living in these high-rise million-dollar apartments don't want, you know, the riffraff tromping through.
Oh, I see.
Well, yeah, they don't want people schlepping through. It's the schlep rule.
You have to do appointments. I've been to some where you have to show a driver's license, you know, and sign in and all that stuff.
Depends on the security. So I'm looking at this designer furniture estate sale, which is, you know, about 25 minutes from my house.
You tempted?
And, what's interesting about it, it's got a picture of everything.
Yeah.
Every piece of furniture they're selling.
Wow.
And some of them, there's a 1, 2, 3, 4 out of the, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, probably about 60 or 70, probably 70 things here. And five of them already say sold. So you know which is.
Some of them do pre-sale. Here in Houston, that's not common. What's other thing interesting about estate sales is that the local customs, for lack of a better word, will really vary from city to city. I've got a friend just outside of San Francisco, and there you put a list. The estate sale dealer puts a list on the door, and everybody signs the list when they get there, and then they go out and have breakfast and wait for the estate sale to open up. Here in Houston, you have to put your body has to be in line. You can't leave. Nobody uses sign-up sheets.
Well, that's no fun.
Well, I agree, but unfortunately, that's just the way it is.
It's just the way it is.
And most estate sales, and this is something that bothers a lot of people, limit the number of people who get in the door because you're dealing with a house, and it might not be able to hold 100 people.
That's true, yeah. That's always the case. I remember in Vermont, the sales, they would you'd put your name on the list and then you'd go, and it was on honor system because, you know, people would show up at 2 in the morning and, you know, who wants to sit out there all that time? So.
Well, Houston must not have much honor because the one or two companies that have tried to do a list have had to stop because the list would get stolen and some list.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, I know, but what can I say?
Well, I guess the dealers in Vermont were a lot more upfront. They were much more upfront.
Well, I think that eBay sellers who have not done the estate sale route should go and give it a try, and not just once or twice. I think you really have to go around in your area, don't you, Boucher?
Oh, yeah, and I would say there's at least 10 frogs for every prince. I mean, you have to expect to be disappointed a fair amount of the time, but when you find a good one, it makes up for, you know, when you walk out with $5,000 and $6,000 worth of inventory that you've found in a couple of hours, it makes it totally worth it.
Husha, are you only into books?
No, I will sell other things too. Books are my main bread and butter. I dabble in almost anything that strikes my fancy. Usually, though, at estate sales, I stick to the books. After I finish the books, I'll go to the kitchen and look for mugs. I do, like so many eBay sellers, I do mugs. If I have time, I'll look at clothes. And I'll also look at toys and games, and I love obsolete electronics. Estate sales are a fabulous place to find new-in-the-box software.
Oh, that's always good to find. Yes, that's true.
Like, what are you looking for? What kind of software?
Windows, Windows operating systems, Office, Microsoft Office, Adobe. You'd be amazed how many times you'll find software that's never even been opened.
Yeah,
there's a lot of old computers out there, and people are buying the software for it.
Right, so don't just think it's junk. If you've got some, you may want to look at selling them, actually.
Exactly. I always go to an estate sale with a smartphone, and now I have an iPad, too, with a data plan, because I always research before I buy.
Do you sell things for other people?
No. I used to in the very beginning, but it caused issues because people have different ideas about what they have and how much it's worth. And frankly, I can't keep up with what I have to sell for myself. So what would I want to sell for someone else?
I've heard that from other people who do consignment selling, but some people who do it very well, you know, and make a lot of money on it.
I know there are people who do it very well. It just, again, if I had a lot of trouble finding inventory, I'd probably look into it. But I'm very fortunate to live in a very, very large city that has, it's a big problem is I can't go to everything. I have to pick and choose what I want to go look at.
Mm. Well, Husha, it's been wonderful having you on.
Well, thank you.
We always love to speak with you.
Absolutely.
Now I know how to pronounce your name for sure.
Husha. But everybody calls me Husha.
It's pronounced what?
Husha.
Okay.
I don't think I can say that unless I have a cold.
Well, Husha, thank you so much for coming on. This segment was sponsored by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Up next, your calls, 888-723-4630. We are talking eBay Radio.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endesha.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
A new trend is developing in merchandise liquidation that is a direct response to eBay seller input. Liquidators are starting to offer consumer-ready lots composed almost exclusively of new and like-new products. This new category was created for online sellers who don't have the space or the time to sort out reconditioned products. They want to speed their cash cycle by receiving the product and immediately posting it for resale. Pricing for consumer-ready lots is slightly higher than store returns, but still well below wholesale. These lots offer the best of both worlds, high-quality goods, but at liquidation prices. Google the phrase premium quality liquidation lots to find companies offering this new category.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
It's the 11th anniversary of eBay Radio with our party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Reserve your spot now for this exciting three-day event, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. Meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. All 3 days, just $150. Deluxe rooms are just $59 a night. Register now at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome. But you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial. And here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool. And it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.